Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching today is entitled, I Want My Mother.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. We are lost and lonely. Where is God in our culture? Is there a God? Is there life after death? Across age groups, across cultures, at least here in the highly developed world, and perhaps because of it, we are asking these questions. And more. If there is a God, does God care? And if there is life after death, if there really is, how come nobody comes back to tell us about it? Why? Sometimes, if we have everything right here and now, we may just not care or even think about heaven. Maybe that's why when our Blessed Mother comes, it's to the poor. Because someone does come from the other side. And it's Mary, the mother of Jesus. Maybe he sends her, or maybe she tells him, Son, they need some help down there. May I go down again, please? He might say, Mother, you just went. Scripture says that 1,000 years are like a day, so. But in any case, she sees a need, and she comes. There are many stories about Mary's appearances. In this one, she came to a poor Indian, Juan Diego, in a place called Tepeyac, somewhere outside Mexico City. He's on his way to work, and he's stopped. He sees a beautiful lady. She asks him to go to the bishop and tell the bishop to build a church for her right there. So he goes to the bishop. Of course, the bishop didn't believe Juan. Why? What on earth would a peasant be doing in the bishop's palace anyway? And how did he get in to the bishop's palace? So Juan goes back to the lady defeated, and she tells him no, he must go back to the bishop with her message. The bishop asks for a sign to prove to him that this strange story can, in fact, be true. It is December, and Juan returns, carrying in his cloak or tilma the beautiful roses that the lady had directed him to pick. This is the sign for the bishop. But there is, in fact, a greater one. Because when Juan opens his tilma and spills the roses before the bishop, there on the tilma, on his cloak, is an image of the Virgin Mary. I'm going to quote now from Sister Elizabeth Johnson's book, Quest for the Living God, and here's what she says. The image of her face on Juan Diego's homespun cloak is indigenous, giving rise to the affectionate name of the people in Guadalupe. They call her La Morenita, the little brown one. Her people call her the little brown one. Her presence and consoling words served to promote the human dignity of a defeated people at the time of the conquest and have continued ever since. She walks with persons who have been culturally marginalized, explains Miguel Diaz, as she looks at, welcomes, and assumes the cultural face of those who have been rejected, forgotten, and oppressed. The end of the quote. Well, Blessed Mother got her church. And you know what? It's a basilica. Juan Diego's tilma is still there, more than 400 years later, and millions come to venerate it every year. That's what she wanted. I haven't been there, and if you haven't, then here is a gift from our Blessed Mother for you and for me. Her words to us. Listen, my children, to what I now tell you. You are in my arms and counted as mine. What more do you need? Then be not feared or anxious. You see, someone does come back from the other side. There is a God and a mother who hugs you. Yep, we're in her arms. And there is a heaven. And if we're good, we'll get there. God bless you.